Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you today from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills area of this community. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, I'm very pleased to have a returning guest in studio, someone who has not been with us for a couple of years because they travel from suburban Atlanta, and COVID has prevented that travel. Someone who we look forward to welcoming to our Siouxland community, because when Mr. Adam Bruns, the managing editor of Site Selection magazine, is visiting Siouxland, it generally means we have good news regarding economic development performance. And Adam, on behalf of a Siouxland community, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's great to be back.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. I know earlier this week you had a significant announcement along with Mr. Mike Wells, the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Initiative, and Governor Pete Ricketts of the great state of Nebraska. I'm going to let you tell our listening audience what that was all about. But before we get there, tell us a little bit about your organization in suburban Atlanta. I believe it's called Peachtree Corners, Georgia.
That's right. We're one of those new municipalities that's been born in the Atlanta area over the last couple of decades. We're used to be part of Norcross in the northeast suburbs of Atlanta. We've been based in the suburbs of Atlanta since 1954 as a magazine and as a parent organization, which is Conway Data. And that is really the core of what we do is work with data.
Well, and we're going to talk about your background and the magazine that you represent, but share with me, if you will, the big news that you traveled from the South to share with us this past week.
Well, every year we tally up project numbers from a proprietary database we maintain called the Conway Projects Database that tracks corporate facility investment around the world by whether you invest at least $1 million or at least 20 new jobs are created as a result of that investment, or at least 20,000 new square feet of space. End of calendar year, we spend some time tallying up the numbers, making sure that they're qualified. And once again, this year, for the population category of less than 200,000, Siouxland was the number one metro area in the nation.
And we are thrilled to receive that recognition. And we're so pleased that you personally traveled from Atlanta to be in Siouxland to share that news. As I said a moment ago, along with Governor Pete Ricketts of the great state of Nebraska and Mike Wells, the chair of the Siouxland Initiative, the three of you shared this at a Siouxland Industrial Roundtable event on Tuesday at the former Marina Inn, now known as the Marriott Riverfront in South Sioux City, Nebraska. And Adam, you've been here before to share that news. This is something that we've done and recognition we've received in the past, but you haven't been here for a couple of years. How come?
That's right. Well, there was this little pandemic thing that happened, you know. I remember 2 years ago sitting down to dinner with you here when we made the announcement then, and everyone at the table wondering what was coming next.
Yeah,
we got hit, didn't we?
I couldn't have fathomed that we would go through what we've been through. Hard to believe it's been exactly 2 years now. And as you said, that was the last trip that you made, and this is the first trip back in, I don't think we can quite say post-COVID yet, but we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close. It feels loosened up. Some of the places I've been in, you know, around Atlanta recently, and a recent trip to Nashville, it feels like things are loosening up a little bit.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Adam Bruns, who serves as the managing editor of Site Selection magazine out of suburban Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Bruns is in town to share some pretty significant news, and that is that the Siouxland Metropolitan Statistical Area ranked number one in the nation for economic development for populations between 50,000 and 200,000 people. And Adam, tell us a little bit about some of the other communities that won that award, and then we'll talk about some state recognition as well.
Great. Let's talk about the Tier 3 category that you led. Some of the other communities that were you know, highly ranked in that category. And I've got to say, by the way, I didn't say when we talked right off, but Sioux City, Siouxland led this Tier 3 category in both the straight tally category and the per capita category. So that's a rare thing. You don't usually get the same communities number one in both. In terms of the cumulative projects, you had 19 projects. Number two community was Bowling Green, Kentucky. Lima, Ohio was third. Saginaw, Michigan was fourth. Muncie, Indiana was fifth. A lot of heartland communities. Elizabethtown, Fort Knox, Kentucky, near Louisville, was in a tie for sixth with Harrisonburg, Virginia, Abilene, Texas. Then we had Jackson, Tennessee, and Winchester, Virginia. Some of these you might have to go to Google Maps and find out where they are.
But that's the Tier 3, which is populations between 50,000 and 200,000. We understand that our neighbor to the north did pretty well in the Tier 2 category, which is 200,000 to 1 million in population.
That's right. Sioux Falls was in number 5 in the Tier 2 category. Number 1 there was Dayton, Kettering, Ohio. Upstate South Carolina, the Greenville-Spartanburg area was number 2. Then we had Baton Rouge, Charleston, South Carolina, and then Sioux Falls, which last year was in 91st place. So a good surge there. And I might add, for the state level, you know, in the same issue, we recognized our Governor's Cup winners. And while the overall winner was, as usual, Texas, with an amazing number of fast-growing metro areas, as everybody knows. But number 2 for the first time was Kansas. And, you know, that's a kind of an unexpected for a lot of folks, but there's a lot of projects landing in Kansas these days.
Now, was Kansas number 2 per capita or overall?
Oh, I'm sorry. They were number 1 per capita. Did I say number 2?
Texas was number 1 overall.
That's right. Kansas was number one per capita.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yes, I need to clarify that.
So,
number 2 overall was Dallas. Number 3 overall was Houston.
And then, but in the per capita state competition, Kansas did very, very well. Tell us about Tier 2 per capita, because I think that's where our friends in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, made an appearance that we hadn't seen previously.
I'm looking for it right now. Tier 2 per capita. We had Sioux Falls at number 1.
So that's great. Congratulations to our neighbors to the north. They're about 90 minutes due north on Interstate 29.
That's right. And we had Topeka at number 2, Elkhart, Indiana, number 3. If you don't know this, Elkhart is known as the RV capital of the world.
Well, and Elkhart bested Siouxland several years ago when they were in the Tier 3 category, and they grew into the Tier 2 category.
And we know that, in fact, we were talking to somebody yesterday, weren't we, Chris, that makes equipment to go with RV towing?
That's exactly right.
There was a pretty big surge in RV sales over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and we saw that in the Great Recession, that RV sales really took off, and that was part of the explanation that we saw for Elkhart Goshen, again, besting Siouxland. We were second to them 1 year. When they had a really, really strong year of economic development. And we wish them, as we wish all communities, continued success. And then tell us about the micropolitan category. I know that the micropolitans are 50,000 and below, and much like Siouxland, they have a community that consistently performs very, very well.
Yeah, I don't have the full list in front of me, but I can tell you that our number one micropolitan once again was Findlay, Ohio. If you don't know Findlay, they're the headquarters for Marathon. They have a number of big operations from like Cooper Tire and several automotive suppliers. They're just south of Toledo on I-75. But they're number one. There were a number of Ohio micropolitan areas in the top 20 and in overall in the top 100. I think they had 17. But yes, they've led our micropolitan tracking once again.
Adam, in the second half of the program, we're going to talk about the busy couple of days that you've had in the Siouxland Metro and the focus that we've had on this particular visit, which has been quality of life amenities and some of the athletic facilities that have popped up since your last visit. But I think one of the questions that the listeners of KSEJ might be scratching their head about is, How does Siouxland perform this well year in and year out? And is this something that you see from other communities that once they're recognized by your magazine, it tends to attract more capital investment.
Well, that is part of it. It's also a part of it to recognize the fact that you have incremental expansions over a number of years by existing employers, and for economic development organizations like yours to be paying attention, regular attention and regular visits to those employers to, you know, find out what their needs are and to see what you can do to work with them to eliminate red tape, whatever it may be, to find solutions to help them continue growing.
Well, we're definitely blessed with a business community that understands how important it is to continue to invest in our community. And so on behalf of the entire Siouxland Tri-State region, a very sincere and genuine shout out to all the companies who have the ability to locate anywhere they want, but consistently make the decision to grow and expand right here in Siouxland. The success that our metro has and the rankings that we receive year in and year out would not be possible without their commitment to the Siouxland Tri-State region. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. We're going to take a short commercial break and then return with Mr. Adam Bruns, the managing editor of Site Selection Magazine, located in Peachtree Corners, Georgia, just outside Atlanta.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. And thank you so much for spending time on Saturday morning with us. Our guest today is Mr. Adam Bruns, who serves as the managing editor of Site Selection Magazine, located in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. And Adam, we jumped right into the reason that you're visiting Siouxland in the first half of the program, where generally we take a moment to introduce our guest to our listening audience. And so we're going to go in reverse order this week. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up. You're a Midwesterner.
That's right. Born in St. Louis, raised in Kansas City area, Prairie Village, Kansas, in Johnson County. Went to Rockhurst Jesuit High School there. Went on to Knox College in Illinois. Lived in a bunch of places between there and Atlanta, including Chicago, Maine, Lexington, Kentucky, Savannah. But I've suddenly found myself 20 years in suburban Atlanta as managing editor.
But you have a very interesting background. You studied English. You studied theater. You were a varsity tennis player, a college athlete. You were a carpenter for a period of time, but you then focused on journalism.
That's right. It happened while I was in Lexington. I was making my living in various jobs and freelancing on the side, doing a lot of doing some editing for a statewide business publication there called The Lane Report, doing a lot of golf writing, actually. And then my last actual writing gig was another kind of specialty gig where I was a staff writer for Thoroughbred Times, you know, one of two big publications, both based in Lexington, of course. Again, you know, when you're at junctures, it often breeds competition. And sure enough, that was the case with Thoroughbred Times. But I learned so much covering that little niche of the world of thoroughbred racing and breeding. I was only there 9 months before I got recruited to this job in Atlanta, but it was a very fertile 9 months.
Well, as we joked about during your visit to Siouxland, Churchill Downs recently acquired the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Sioux City, and so maybe there's a trip to Kentucky in our future. Adam, you've been 20 years with Site Selection Magazine. You've traveled all over the world. Tell us a little bit about the travels covering the important topic of economic development.
Wow, I remember world travel. That was great.
Now, that's funny. It's been a couple years for all of us. I will say this. Right before COVID, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce took a delegation of about 60 to meet with former governor and then ambassador Terry Branstad in Beijing. Hmm. That was in November of 2019. And COVID broke, I mean, probably January of 2020 is the first we started to hear about it.
Wow, so. Yeah. I've been fortunate to be, whether it's speaking at conferences or on press trips, I've been fortunate to take a couple trips to Malaysia in my years, a couple trips to Turkey, been to Wales and other parts of the UK, Germany, a couple different trips, including a fellowship in Germany, looking at revitalizing the industrial heartland of the Ruhr Valley in Germany. So yeah, I've been very fortunate. I've done, somehow I also kind of acquired the Canada beat. So I've really learned a lot about different parts of the Canadian economy over the years.
Well, and actually traveling the whole world gives quite a perspective. Shortly before COVID, I guess it was a year or so before COVID, I had traveled to an international economic development conference sponsored by your parent company, Conway Data, in Liverpool, England. And I know that you have another one coming up, I believe, is it spring or summer, that Edinburgh, Scotland?
Yeah, it's in May, the World Forum for FDI, Foreign Direct Investment, and it'll be in Edinburgh in May.
And will you be making that trip, do you know?
I don't know yet, Chris.
Not sure. So we'll hold our breath and see if maybe we'll have an opportunity to visit in Edinburgh. But an important part of economic development, and as I've said many times before, Adam, it's very, very sexy to recruit the new company and to splash that into the radio headlines and on the front page of the paper. But the real success comes from the companies that are already in your community making decisions to grow and expand right there at home.
That's right. And also the ways that those employers work with each other, you know, and they learn that there may be opportunities to collaborate on this or that. I know I've learned a little bit about that over the last day or so, touring around with you in terms of some of the athletic and recreational enterprises in this community. But yeah, that it comes down to those existing employers being happy where they are and making sure their talent is happy where they are.
Well, and that's a perfect segue to ask a question about the last day and a half where, historically, when you have visited our community, we have visited manufacturing plants and food processing organizations. What's been the focus on this particular visit?
Well, you've shown me a lot of quality of life amenities here. I don't think any of which I had seen before, I guess partly because they didn't exist before, right? And in past years, it's amazing to see the array of youth sports activities going on and just other resources that kind of accrue to the health of the community, not just a healthy economy, but a healthy populace, which it may not be spoken about a lot as a site selection factor for companies, but it's certainly a contributing factor.
Yeah, I think sometimes people don't realize that the quality of life, the quality of education, the quality of healthcare, the cost of living, crime, commute, all of these things are part of the key decision-making process for corporate executives who have responsibility along with their site selection consultants in locating plants, in locating offices, in finding homes for operations. They all come together, and we've spent the last couple of days visiting the Expo Center, which simply did not exist the last time you were here. And Matt Salvatore, the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Sioux City, along with Jay Chesterman of Chesterman Bottling, gave you a comprehensive tour of the Expo Center and then talked a little bit about what's coming in at Cone Park in terms of a new mountain biking facility.
Yeah, I remember it harkened back to a story I did about Grand Junction, Colorado, a number of years ago, where there was an elite level mountain bike race that was happening out there and on their amazing trails. I believe they called them the lunch loops because there's so many riders out there and they go out and ride the trails on their lunch hours and then go back to work. What an amazing idea to develop these trail systems. I know my colleague Gary Daughters, who wrote the Top Metro story that's now on our website at siteselection.com, he talked to Mike Wells. And Mike Wells told him about the Plywood Trail project as being the next stage and what that might mean for an even broader region.
Well, and not only did we talk about the Plywood Trail and the mountain biking that's going in at Cone Park. You visited Cone Park and saw the sledding hill, the tubing hill.
The rapidly melting sledding hill, that's right.
Believe it or not, right after our visit, they announced that they're closing it for the season because of the unseasonably warm temperatures. But you took a visit to the arena and met with Dustin Cooper on Tuesday afternoon. What do you remember about that visit?
the energy of the proprietors of the arena, and not just in one sport, basketball, which seems to be like the major focus. But, you know, he talked about an unexpected activity and really fast growing activity, which is dance, and the amazing number of people involved in the dance program. You've got different teams coming over there to practice. You've got events that are being held there. You've got the upstairs area that, what is it? Is it Chesterman's Grill, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. Named by our friends at Chesterman Coca-Cola Bottling.
And, you know, you could tell that there is just an extreme level of caring about the community on the part of Dustin and his colleagues. And he talked a little bit about coming back to this community after living away for a long time in Arizona, and how much it means to him.
And we only have 2 minutes left. I can't believe how fast the program passes. But on Wednesday morning, you visited with Kevin Niegard of the Miracle Field and his executive director, Haley. What impressed you about that facility?
Well, it's first of all, the amazing scale and, you know, the caring that the community demonstrates by so many organizations stepping up to sponsor different facets of that development and how it's still growing. I was also impressed by, I walked it off, the 76-yard putt-putt golf hole, which we all believe is an unofficial world record, right?
Well, I think they thought that, and my research suggests that there's some mini golf course, putt-putt course called Shipwreck, that claims to have a longer one, but neither here nor there. It's a remarkable facility, and Kevin and his team should be complimented and congratulated, because as I have always said, I think that's a manifestation of what is most important in a community, and to make sure that we have a park and a facility that allows physically challenged children to play in a park simultaneously with their able-bodied friends is a huge, I think, important amenity.
Yes, and if there's time to mention, you know, he happens to be flying to Atlanta, and he's meeting with some organizations down there, and the Miracle Field Global Network, if you will, is yet another layer of connectivity for Siouxland that can yield great things just in terms of knowledge of your community through this kind-hearted and really effective program that brings people together.
Well, and of course, Kevin is also the individual responsible for that organization's success. He is now engaged in a 365-day quest to play catch with someone every single day. Thank you for playing catch with him earlier this week on Wednesday. I want to thank Governor Pete Ricketts for playing catch with Kevin Niegard on Tuesday. We'll continue to promote that. And Adam, thank you so much for returning to Siouxland. It's always great to have you in our community.
I'll always come and have a catch with you, Chris.
I'll look forward to that. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Thanks for listening. Make it a great Saturday.